Hallelujah! I welcome you to the presence of the Most High God. Our Father and our God, we want to thank you, we want to bless you. You are extraordinary, you are marvelous. Thank you for a new week. Glory to you. In Jesus' name, I bring to you our FSDD for today, Monday 22nd of April 2024, with the theme, Take It Out to Remain Focused. Memory verse, 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 14. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. Bible passage, 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2 to 7. I take verse 3. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and break down the images, and cut down the groves. The message of victory. All that glitters is not gold. Without a doubt, you would fall into errors if you walk by sight and not by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, For we walk by faith, not by sight. The believers in Christ must believe in God more than what the physical eyes could see. Romans chapter 8, verse 24, Your physical eyes could put you in trouble if they aren't subject to the control of the Spirit. Your eyes are not part of the equation in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. The eyes that aren't subject to the Spirit of God are bound to stray to one, the unlawful desire to be rich. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 22. 2. The eyes beholding a maid. Job chapter 31, verse 3. 3. Drunkenness. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31. And any other desire to have everything you see. Lot made a wrong choice by sight for the place of settlement with his household. Don't be carried away or act by sight, but by the help of the Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 13, verse 10 and 11. Are you choosing a rental apartment because it's newly built and lovely? Do you choose a spouse because he is physically endowed or financially independent? Whatever you are not giving will automatically give stress and not rest. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 says, There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There is automatic rest and peace if your heart stays on the Lord always. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. As young as Asa was, with the expected youthful exuberance, he sought the Lord with all his heart and disregarded the strong influence of idolatry. Welcome to the 7 key life lessons and prayers for today. Number 1. Teach your household to know that rest comes from God. Therefore, must endeavor to stand for God. Regardless of what happened, you will not lose your peace and rest in Jesus' name. Number 2. Watch the altars you visit and submit to, for many of them are dead, helpless, and lack the fire of God. May God grant you the spirit of discernment to discover where you are in Jesus' name. Number 3. The process of true rest starts with a clean and dedicated heart to God. All the content and actions of your heart will be blameless and preserved only for godly content in Jesus' name. Number 4. Run from any form of pollution that can defy you if you have chosen to stand for God rather than with men. You will be unmovable and unattracted by ungodly friends in Jesus' name. Number 5. Did you know you would be remembered for the good, the bad, and the ugly things you do? No record of evil will stand and destroy all the great works you have done here in Jesus' name. Number six, the seekers of God don't lack the initiative to move to their next level in life. I command the release of God's power and anointing upon you to move you above others in Jesus' name. Number seven, rest in God produces enduring wealth, strength, and the wisdom to break forth. The supply of everything you need to make it in life will not be missed in your family in Jesus' name. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional FSDD is one of the best widely used devotionals. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. We also encourage you to visit our Worship Experience Center to experience the world, worship and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via this WhatsApp number +234 8023 1818 57. I remain your midday Salako. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise the God of our salvation. Hallelujah.